Yeah, I think this is something that Sinn Féin thinks is really important, and there's potential in it, and I'm sure that the other parties would agree as well, because I think the development of a rail line connecting Donegal and Derry to the Dublin and Belfast lines could have a real transformative effect on the county. And look, I think it would instantly provide an extra layer of connectivity to make us more attractive to inward investment. We know we've got a skilled and educated workforce here in Donegal, but even for tourism, and when we look at the green economy and developing the transport and infrastructure links, which are reducing the carbon footprint, I think developing rail into the northwest ticks all the boxes.
But how realistically do you think this is going to happen? We do know that it's been sort of on the wish list for so long, and I know that you're saying that we did have a railway at one stage here before, and you mentioned in there today like the longest the railway maybe in the whole country at one point. But you know, realistically, how do you think is it going to materialise?
I don't think we should be putting any limits on the ambitions that we set out for this county. You know, I think both myself and Councillor Murray talked in the chamber today about developing the A5, which has to be a priority for Donegal. We've got the A6, which is already there's a lot of work being done on that to connect Derry to Belfast, but which also connects us here in Donegal to Belfast. But you know, I don't think there should be any limit to the ambitions that we're setting out. Of course, this would be an ambitious project, but when you look at things like the Port Tunnel in Dublin, when you look at the motorway down the west coast of Ireland, and other large infrastructural projects that have happened, they're all hugely ambitious, but it just took visionaries to look at them and say, you know what, this can be done. And I think developing the rail into the northwest, while it would be a hugely ambitious project and would require a lot of investment, I think it's a project that we can all get our teeth into. And now that we do have, you know, a new government, we have hopefully a new way of thinking, I think we need to be setting our stall out and saying, look, this is what we need for Donegal, this is how Donegal needs to develop. And don't be putting any limits on the ambitions that we have for the county.
And do you think the fact that Eamon Ryan's at the helm now might maybe influence that somewhat, you know, him being from the Green Party and advocating, I suppose, less cars on the road?
Absolutely. Look, I think it's definitely something that I think a Green minister could get his teeth into. Look, it's in saying that, the road infrastructural links that we need in Donegal are still vital to us. We still need the A5, we still need the A6, we still need our regional roads and our national roads within the county to be developed in order to take the traffic that's on them. But in saying that, I mean, developing a rail network into the northwest, which would take cars off the road, which has the potential to reduce the carbon footprint not only of Donegal but for Ireland as a nation, and look, we have to be thinking globally as well. We all need to be looking at what we can do to reduce the carbon footprint, and hopefully a minister such as Eamon Ryan and his colleagues and right across the political spectrum, I think this is something that all political parties and those independents, even, we can all get behind this, row on behind it, and let's start the conversation.